Penguin Random House Audio presents Parcells, A Football Life by Bill Parcells and Nuno D'Amasio. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Tucked between two volcanic areas in southwestern Italy, the coastal city of Naples, at the turn of the 20th century, was among the poorest regions in Europe. Baldassare Naclerio was 13 when his family moved from Naples to New York City in 1900, part of a tidal wave of Italian immigrants flooding the United States in search of economic opportunity. Like many others embracing assimilation, Baldassare Americanized his first name, becoming Harold. The Naclerios lived in the Upper Manhattan neighborhood of Harlem, which wouldn't become an African-American enclave for several more decades. Within months of his arrival, Harold used his woodworking skills to find employment as a cabinet maker. Several years later, he met Julie Ferrioli, another native of Naples. The two teenagers fell in love, married, and moved to tiny Woodridge, New Jersey, to raise a family. Perched atop a hill, their house was weather-beaten yet cozy, with a small yard and garden that Harold kept immaculate. Harold found a full-time job with the American Bell Telephone Company. He supplemented the family income with part-time employment as a mechanic and barber, while applying woodworking and masonry skills on his home. By age 19, Julie Naclerio had a brood of three, which would grow to five and include an energetic, outspoken girl named Ida. After graduating from high school, Ida decided against attending college and landed a job at Lever Brothers, a Britain.